From North State Public Radio, I'm Avanor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, October 16th. PG&E may shut off power Thursday and Friday in parts of the North State. The company says 28,000 customers across several counties in the state could start losing power around noon on Thursday due to high wildfire risk conditions. This includes part of Butte, Colusa, Glenn, Plumas, Shasta, and Tehama counties. Dry, windy weather has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a red flag warning in the valley and foothills Thursday morning through Saturday late afternoon. PG&E says it's notified customers of the potential power shutoff. And in other news, work to remove several dams on the Klamath River was completed earlier this month. Now the Yurok tribe is working to return the upper reach of the river to its natural state. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
A Yurok revegetation crew is hand-sowing millions of native plant seeds. The tribe says the goal is to restore a balanced ecosystem to support native fish, animals, and insects that flourished before the Upper Klamath was dammed a century ago. The tribe says seeding efforts this winter are already yielding results. Flowers bloom this summer, tree saplings are rooting on the riverbanks, and insects are again providing a food source for fish. The tribe's fisheries researchers estimate the 400-mile stretch of river blocked by the dams was largely responsible for a 95% decline in the salmon population. Now they say the salmon are returning. Restoration along the river and adjacent land and tributaries will proceed in stages over the next several years. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Chico State has been awarded $8.5 million to support the establishment of a teacher residency program for underrepresented groups seeking either elementary teaching credentials or a master's of art degrees in teaching. The funds come from the U.S. Department of Education and will go toward the Belong, Engage, Support, Transform program, where candidates will serve 1 year as a teacher assistant in a high-need school district in rural Northern California. Candidates will also receive a $50,000 stipend to support themselves during that year. Applications for the first group will open in January. And the Yuba County Library's C Street building has closed its doors until 2026. The Appeal Democrat reports the facility will introduce several new amenities, including a designated space for teenagers, an expanded area for children, and additional study rooms. The temporary relocation of the library to the Yuba County Government Center is scheduled for November 4th. The California State Library awarded a $6 million grant for the work. The project's completion is anticipated in early 2026. Moving to election news, if voters in Butte County approve Measure H, county officials estimate an extra $44 million of tax revenue per year. That's because Measure H would impose a new 1 cent per dollar sales tax increase. The extra money would go to the county's general fund to potentially support struggling public safety, fire, and library services. Sheriff Corey Honey is in favor of the measure.
If we don't deal with that funding gap, we're looking at significant cuts in public safety. And the In essence, virtual elimination of our library.
Like the sheriff's office, libraries in Butte County have had to make sacrifices in service. Misty Wright is the interim county librarian.
We've reduced quite a bit of staff, so I would like to get all of those staff back and then some to be able to do all the programs that we want to do for the community.
If the measure is approved, the tax would go into effect on January 1st. And finally, this November, a majority of the seats on the Chico City Council are up for election. NSPR spoke with the candidates to find out their priorities and plans for office. Katie Hawley is running for District 5 against Melissa Lopez Mora. Hawley told NSPR's Ken Duvall what inspired her to run.
I didn't anticipate running for this position. My true love has always been in international politics. But once Addison Winslow started running for city council 2 years ago, I got really excited to see that someone who shared the same values and wanted to face the same issues as I did head on and was around my age was getting involved in local politics. So after speaking with him about it, he encouraged me to start going to city council meetings. So I've been going to the meetings for the last 2 years and have been pretty frustrated by, you know, some of the issues that haven't been tackled necessarily or given a lot of attention. So I have a background in political science. I just finished my coursework for my master's degree in political science. So I was able to apply a lot of what I learned in school to the issues that Chico is facing, which a lot of other cities in the U.S. are facing. I've also been working at an environmental nonprofit here in town for the last year as an educator, going to schools, elementary schools, and teaching kids about composting and recycling. And that has given me a little bit of insight about what our future generation gets excited about.
What do you see as the most pressing, what are the most pressing issues confronting Chico generally?
Chico as a whole, the most common thing I hear going door to door is homelessness. I think there are a few factors that go into that. It's really oversimplified right now by the city council. We have to look at homelessness from the prevention stance, right? We have some of the highest adolescent childhood traumatic events in the entire state, and that was pre-campfire rates. We also have a higher than average number of climate refugees due to our wildfires. And we also have a lot of people, the largest growing population of the homelessness community is the elderly.
What are the most crucial issues in your district? What are people talking about?
All the resources that we're seeing going to new developments out north and new builds, not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but it's very clear that the roads and the bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure in District 5 has been neglected for decades. None of the new resources being built in Chico really are going to District 5, and that's apparent from the people who live there. I've lived there for 6 years now, for 3 years on West 2nd Avenue. It wasn't uncommon for me to see a mother pushing a stroller in the middle of the road because there was no sidewalk. There are so many examples of places in District 5 that I think create dangerous situations for both pedestrians and for cars that have cheap solutions that we can implement now.
What do you think sets you apart from the other candidate running in your district, and why should voters choose you?
To be quite honest, I don't know much about the other candidate. I do know that she is endorsed by both Sean Morgan and Coolidge. I do know that a lot of the language in her campaign was co-opted to look like mine. Words like smart growth. I've been working with the smart growth advocates in Chico for 2 years now, ever since Measure O and P were on the ballot. The smart growth advocates in Chico had never heard of her before.
Is there anything else you think listeners should know about you or your policies or aspirations?
Yeah, I would say that despite my youth, I have taken advantage of my time here in Chico. And every single year I've been here, I've been very deeply involved in the community. I've spent a lot of time getting to know the local nonprofit and local organizations, issues and hurdles because of my involvement in the Butte Resilience Collaborative. And I also get to know the residents through my last year working at the Oakway Community Garden and distributing locally grown food and distributing free food. I love this community very much, and I am very responsive over email if you'd like to ask me any questions. My email is info@katiehawley.org.
That was Chico City Council District 5 candidate Katie Hawley speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. Find a longer conversation with Hawley and other candidates on our website, mynspr.org. And NSPR has made multiple requests for an interview with District 5 candidate Melissa Lopez-Mora through email, social media, and by phone, and received no response. The invitation to Lopez-Mora still stands. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, October 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Avanor Grove.